Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for December 9th. From the book of Joel, we have a story of a natural disaster having spiritual implications. Apparently what happened during Joel's time, and we don't know exactly when that was in the history of Israel, but a plague of locusts had fallen upon the land, and it's a particularly bad one that stripped everything clean, destroyed the crops, stripped the trees, left nothing behind for the Israelites. And so they were devastated. Remember, it's an agricultural commodity, agricultural society, and 90% of the people were employed and fed by agriculture. So when locusts, which according to biologists say that happens in that region of the world, on a fairly regular basis, where there will be an eruption in the population of grasshoppers, and they will in great swarms fill the skies and land upon the earth and devastate any vegetation that's there. I've seen pictures of swarms of locusts descending upon parts of Egypt, and it's really horrific. But apparently during the time that Joel writes this, the people of Israel have been afflicted with this tremendously bad plague of locusts. But we need to step back and realize that he is pointing to a so-called natural disaster as a reason to do some specific things that you'll find repeated in the book, such as: wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Snap out of it. Mourn like a virgin in sackcloth. Despair, you farmers. Wail, you vine growers. Grieve for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is destroyed. He says, declare a holy fast. Put on sackcloth, O priests. The food has been cut off. People, get on your knees. Cry out to God for deliverance, because ultimately, what happens on earth is controlled by, brought about by God. And you need to cry out to him and repent and humble yourselves before him and ask for relief. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Get busy with repentance. Start fresh. Seek God. That's what a natural disaster should always call the people of God to do. Whether it's an earthquake that devastates a portion of the land, like has happened, you know, frequently enough in California, or happened in Mount St. Helens up in Washington State, or the tsunamis that hit in the South Pacific, you know, wherever you turn and there's been a natural disaster, it should be the common response, the normal response of God's children, to cry out to him, to ask for relief, to repent of their sins, to realize that life is very short, and disasters that come like Hurricane Katrina and other things that have hit the Southeast U.S., those are things, the fires that hit here in California, those are a wake-up call to God's people. Are we paying attention? Interestingly, at the same time, the Apostle Peter quotes directly from the book of Joel, as he described for the hearers of his sermon on the Temple Mount steps, that being fulfilled in their hearing and in their sight was the prophecy of Joel, that God would pour out his spirit. He would blanket the land. He would fill his servants with power and utterance and wisdom and prophecy in such a way that it's unmistakable. And Peter says, this is happening. He quotes from that prophet Joel to remind the people that today God is on the move. Wake up, listen, seek him, cry out to him, repent, and believe the gospel. That's what Peter preached, based upon what Joel had written many, many hundreds of years before. But it's just this book is a reminder to me that natural disasters, we can call them that, but ultimately they have their origin in the will of God. And the will of God is for when these things come, for people to search their hearts and repent and get right with God, because we do not know how long we have on this earth. Joel warned his people, look, there's no food left. There's nothing left for us. Cry out to God to supply as he has promised. And look in the book of Joel and see what God says in response to those actions on the part of his people. He said, I'm going to pour out so much blessing upon you. You won't have enough vats to keep the wine that I'm going to send your way. You're not going to have enough stalls to keep the cattle that I will bring to bear and to birth in your herds and your flocks. You're just going to be so overwhelmed with blessing. That should be the impetus, the prompt to us all, that yes, a disaster has come. Yes, this is a difficult circumstance, but that's the time when God is about to act. As someone once said, there is no miracle that was not preceded by a disaster, by a trouble. There was no divine act without a prior crisis. So take courage today, my friends. Listen to the prophet Joel and remember that whenever we see trouble, it's time to pray. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.